So now we are coming to the negative or the refutation of errors. And so we've been looking at the 17 articles of this doctrine of the focusing on the corruption of man, as well as the work of grace and the work of the Holy Spirit. Remember that this document is the response of the Reformed concerning a number of arguments that were raised by actually pastors in the Reformed Church. We would call them Arminians in their theological perspective, but they wanted to teach their understanding of the Bible concerning salvation in the churches, and they requested opportunity to do so. They sent a document up called the Remonstrance, and now these are some of those points that they argued, and so now they not only taught the truth, but let's look at the error. Number one, in paragraph one, what they said was Adam's sin did not condemn his descendants. It made sin and condemnation that follows possible, but not certain. So Adam opened the door for people to be condemned and go to hell, but that his sin didn't actually impact anyone other than himself. The response says, well, this rejects the Bible and the biblical teaching and quotes a number of passages which we did, but it rejects in particular the overruling concept of covenantal representation. In other words, it rejects the idea that Adam was the head of humanity, one that was responsible, and his actions would affect those in covenant as well, in his descendants. So if you have your Bibles, again, let's look at that main passage where pieces are quoted, and that is Romans chapter 5. So if you go to Romans chapter 5, as he is preaching the gospel, Paul writes, verse 12, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all have sinned. And then verse 14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died. You catch that? By one man's sin, many died. It's very clear. The sin of Adam caused mankind to die, to be separated from God. We are born separated from God because of Adam. If by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounds to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. Now, is it the condemnation solely of Adam? And the answer is no. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. Verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, verse 18, as a one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Do you see his point? In other words, we're either in Adam or we're in Christ. Everyone is born in Adam, and unless something changes, we are condemned because of his sin. Because of his decision affects us all. Just like the decision of Jesus Christ, our head, affects us all. If you're in Adam, you're in condemnation, you're in death. If you're in Christ, that act of Christ, that decision of Christ as our head, brings life and glory. And so it is the act of another. Now, that is very difficult for the pride of man to say, well, that's not fair. How is it that somebody else's decision should affect me? And I can go down a list of things that I could probably list of things that other people have decided to do that affected you, including where you were born and where you went to school and on and on and on, decisions that were made that you had no choice in the matter. When you would be born, where you'd be born, on and on and on. And so it is with this point. And so ultimately, to reject Adam's headship is to reject Jesus Christ's redemption. You really want to go there? Do you really want to hold that? And so we understand that the effect of Adam's sin is condemnation. The effect of Jesus' righteousness and his death is our salvation. The second question that they disagreed with the Heidelberg Catechism question number 6. And that's the second paragraph. So what does question number 6 say? Did God create man thus wicked and perverse? No, but God created man good and after his own image, that is, in righteousness and true holiness. That's Ephesians 4:24. That he might rightly know God his creator, heartily love him, and live with him in eternal blessedness to praise and glorify him. So they rejected that particular understanding. There again was focusing on the will of man. And the response is, well, this is contrary again to the Bible. And they quote Ephesians 4:24. But also, that you could add to that Genesis 1:31, where God declares everything exceedingly good, including man. And also, on the other hand, especially Ecclesiastes 7:29 says, God made man, in particular, or could be translated Adam, God made man upright, but they sought out many wicked schemes. So again, the idea that the will of man included in the image of God meant in righteousness and true holiness. They were clothed in righteousness, though they were physically naked. But then when they sinned, they even lost that covering, and they knew they were naked. So we have more to look at as we go along.